Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting sixth. The DH, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Bell. And now, play ball. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Johnson moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Muser. The throw from Rodriguez and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Brown moves to second. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. Hermann moves to second. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeter moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeter scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Garcia goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 White Sox. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. May moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hairston throws the ball into Melton, who relays the ball to Orta, who tags Scott trying to catch an extra base, for the out. May scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Money takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money moves to third. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a pop-up towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Daryl Porter now catching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Muser moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garcia strikes out. There goes Porter. The throw from Hermann to second, and Porter is out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell now playing right field. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 0 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeter hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to third. Money moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Garcia fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May is called out on strikes. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott is walked intentionally. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Scott moves to third. It's 4-2, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeter moves to third. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jeter scores. Kelly moves to second. One out. It's 4-3, Brewers. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's White Sox, 4, Brewers, 4. Chris Short now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing pinch hits for Tony Muser. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Luis Alvarado pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing first base. Brian Downing now playing left field. Luis Alvarado now playing second base. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cy Acosta now pitching. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Acosta fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Money hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.